Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at September 26, 2023. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce an international pro-Kremlin network called DD Geopolitics, DDG, at DD underscore geopolitics. They're best known for spreading Russian propaganda and disinformation, and for collecting and donating money to Russian outlets like Rebar and Killnet. When discussing about Donbass Devushka / DD Geopolitics, the focus has been solely on its founder and owner, Sarah Bills. But as she has stated, it's actually a bigger group of people from around the world, and today's soup will introduce some of them. In case you need to catch up on Donbass Devushka / DDG, read this article. DDG is basically just a rehash of the Donbass Devushka brand with some admin changes. For example, @Squatsons is no longer part of the group. This research spans over 8 months of work by the unintelligence agency using open data sources. All people introduced in these soups had administrator privileges on the DDG Telegram channel. As of today, DDG has over 120,000 followers on X/Twitter, and even with artificial inflation, it's one of the largest English-speaking, pro-Kremlin social media networks online. Recently, the account was shadow banned, probably due to the inorganic growth via troll farms. The group's Telegram chat is extremely intolerant and pro-Russian, and the discussions range from fantasizing about killing Ukrainians and criticizing the woke culture to calling for genocide in Ukraine. Pretty much the only topic that's shunned is supporting Ukraine. At least in the past, the group has strongly supported the notorious PMC Wagner. Back in spring 2023, the channel's logo featured the Wagner logo and sledgehammer, and DDG members have often discussed about how to actually join the group. The group has promoted donations to West-sanctioned DPR and LPR, and the Kremlin-connected neo-Nazi Ruzich group. DDG has also allegedly sent money to pro-Russian hacker group Killnet, that has conducted cyberattacks on several Western countries due to their support of Ukraine. DDG is part of the larger Vatnik sphere who often collaborate on various projects. Recently, they've been coordinating a pitiful coup d'état attempts in Ghana together with Semyon Boykov, Atossi Kossak, who's best known for attacking pensioners and coercing his grandma. But as was mentioned earlier, DDG is not just a one person, even though Bill sometimes claims otherwise, so let's take a look at some of the administrators of the DDG Telegram group. David E. aka David, the son of a German Die-Link politician who has deep hatred for Ukraine and its people. He is a big Wagner fanboy, collects their patches and allegedly even helped have foreign volunteers tracked down and killed in Ukraine. On September 18, 2023, Die Welt published an article on David and his activities. His anti-Ukrainian rhetoric reminds me of the so-called 4chan lingo with a genocidal twist. When interviewed by Katya Body, he claimed to be regretting his radicalization and stated that he had left the group back in April 2023, but in reality he was still wishing for the death of Ukrainians and even participating on a Telegram channel that focuses on doxing anyone who helps Ukraine and Ukrainians. Matt M. aka Akhmat Sila, US citizen LARPing as a survivalist. Constantly calls for domestic political violence while stocking up on guns, armor and ammo. Prays for the end of society so that he can kill whoever to take what I want. At some point wanted to join Wagner. Matt was often grooming the younger members, including David, to more radical thinking and lifestyle. He also likes to collect pro-Russia and Wagner patches and constantly calls for murder of Ukrainian civilians. He often dreams of the collapse of the US society. Here's some additional messages from the DDG chat for Matt. Christopher Carl Barrett, Barrett, a Wyoming resident, participates in the chat under his real name. He describes himself as firearms and aviation enthusiast as well as pro-Russian. He also dreams of a total collapse and civil war, and for being a 62-year-old. He writes like an edgy teenager. At one point, he tried running for public office, but failed miserably. According to the man himself, he's involved in the American Village Project in Russia, which attempts to relocate American fascists, far-right extremists and white nationalists to live in a village in Russia. I'm not an expert on the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA, but this really stinks like one. Justin F. aka Constantine, a Canadian who actually moved to Russia a long time ago and got married there, unlike so many other Kremlin fans. He cheers for the made-up republics of DPR and LPR, often refers to Ukrainians as Nazis, and refuses to call Ukraine a real country. Joe J. aka at Rock'n'Roll. He's one of the original founders of the group and is partly responsible for the group's merch designs. He's currently one of the main admins on DDG's chat. Many of the Z merch designs you might have seen probably came from Joey. He also loves yoga. In the next Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce more of the DDG admins from countries like Slovenia, Russia, most live outside of Russia, of course, Romania, UK, France and Mexico. I'll also talk about how the group's connected to the rest of the Vatnik sphere. Stay tuned. All soups. Support my work. Correction 2122. Joey's Twitter account is of course at Rockmrollal, not at Rockmrollal.